You ever felt like or wondered if you had a calling? Calling, I think that we all have a calling. Sometimes it's clear and other times it's not so clear. And sometimes it feels like it changes. Sometimes I'm positive that God has called me to be a minister by vocation. That this is supposed to be what I do for my job, for my life. You know, things work out. People are helped on the journey. People grow in their relationship with God. I can't imagine doing anything else for a vocation at all. It's like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And at other times, I think, what in the world am I doing? Why did I want this job? How fast can I learn to do something else? Anyone ever have that? You're in one job and you wish, yeah, we go through that. But then I continue on this journey of faith that continues to guide me as a minister called by God. I don't think that the frustration or the difficulty or the doubt diminish the calling to serve God. I really don't. Because I think we're human and we question stuff and we wonder and we get frustrated and we get discouraged. In this week's Bible reading, the prophet from Isaiah walks this line between certainty in God's call and questions to whether the work has been for anything. God says, I want you to do this, but I haven't done anything. My life is kind of a waste, but I will be with you. And then the prophet or anyone continue on the journey of faith and continue to rely on God's strength, right? We're not alone in our certainty, because there are things that we're certain about and things that we live with that we're like, I'm certain. But you know, we're also not alone in our doubts. We're not alone in our celebrations. We're not alone in our sadness. We're not alone on any part of our continuing journey. Sometimes we feel that way, but we're not alone. But we have this question. There's a question, call it the elephant in the room today. There's this question, what is the continuing journey of our congregation going to be? What's the continuing journey in any one of our lives? And none of us know for sure because we have questions, we have worries, we have stress. Can you feel the stress? We as a congregation are facing, I've named it, we know it, significant financial challenges, right? What's going to happen today after our congregational meeting? Because we're voting on stuff that addresses our significant financial challenge, but doesn't end up with a, oh, everything's exactly the same. Things are different. The question, is our pastor leaving? Is he going to stay here and work part-time come midway through the year? What will happen if the pastor leaves? All these questions are in our minds. How can we make this whole thing work out? I get it from both sides. I get it from the Kirk who's standing here going, what am I going to do? And the rest of the congregation, I'm with the congregation as a member. What are we going to do if we have this significant change where we don't have the same pastor? Is the pastor going to stay? All that. How can we make this whole thing work out? Because things rarely work out in the storybook fashion, right? It's not always the happy ending, and they lived happily ever after. But tomorrow, after today, after the meeting, after the lunch, after the Bears game, we will still be Union Congregational Church, right? In May, when things have a significant change based on whatever we do today, we will still be Union Congregational Church. Next year at this time, we will still be Union Congregational Church. And we, believe it or not, you've been here, you've seen it. You got to believe it. We are a church with energy, with excitement, with vital worship, with growing relationships, with hospitality, and with generosity. We're a church that knows about loving God, knows about loving everyone. And we're a church that has a mission. We don't go to it too often, at least to read it. But this is our mission statement. Listen to this. Our love for God will be reflected in our worship, discipleship, and our outreach to all people. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we seek to serve our communities. We support our area food pantry, crop walk, and Habitat for Humanity. We provide space for a local AA chapter and an agency that deals with domestic violence. We worship as one body with a variety of differently abled people and theological perspectives. As our communities grow, we look forward to welcoming new people to the area. We pray that our congregation may be one way new residents can be incorporated into our communities and the body of Christ. That's our mission as a congregation. If we shortened it to just that first line, it sort of encompasses the rest. It starts off and it says, our love for God will be reflected in our worship, discipleship, and our outreach to all people. That's who we are. That's love for God and love for everyone in action. It's at the core of who we are as Union Congregational Church. It's part of the DNA of our congregation. We have to be this because it is just so woven through us. We're not only called to do it, but we must do it because it's so woven into us. It's not like someone is saying, you better do this. It just flows and says, this is what we are. We're going to see change this year. I imagine that sometimes we're going to think like Isaiah thought, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. But you know, God looks on things differently. God will be our strength. We can trust that. We can even doubt it, but it's not going to stop God from being our strength. God will be our continuing guide. God is now, and God will be what the future requires. That's actually a good translation of the name Yahweh. Yahweh, which is based on the Hebrew verb Ehya, which is sort of to be. But Yahweh carries with it more than that. And we've heard in the story of Moses, you know, who shall I say is sending me to Pharaoh? And God says, say that I am is here. I am who I am. I am what I am. It's kind of a way of describing this name for God, Yahweh. But it also means I will be what I will be. I was what I was. And you can keep interchanging that. I was what I will be. I will be what I was. And that takes us to I will be what the future requires. Because I will be what is necessary to be. It's all encompassed into that. We have the ability. We have a mission. Listen again to that one line. Our love for God will be reflected in our worship, discipleship, and our outreach to all people. Even shorten that to two words, all people. So let's live our love for God with all that we are. Amen.